Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai Tefillah series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ellie Levy, and today we are studying the second Halleluka, which is Tehillim Parakuf Mem Zayin, chapter 147. I will start by sharing a personal anecdote. In the summer of 2009, I had the great privilege of traveling to the South American country Peru, from which I went to visit the Amazon jungle. One of the highlights of the trip was a nighttime nature hike. At 9:30 p.m., I was handed a flashlight, and along with my tour group, we very carefully hiked through the jungle in the pitch black for a good 20 minutes when we came to a clearing in the trees. Our guide then instructed us to stop and to look up. Simultaneously, every person in the group let out a gasp as we were completely awestruck by what we beheld. Above us, in the vast sky, we could see billions of stars. The blackness of this sky, with none of the light pollution present in dense urban areas, was the perfect canvas against which the stars, and even some planets, could be seen by the naked eye. It was, quite simply, dazzling. After several moments of silence, I shared with the group that in the Jewish tradition we believe that God not only can count all the stars, but that he even has a name for each one of them. My source? The very parak of Tehillim that we are studying today, which says, Monem Isprela Kochavim L'chulam Shemos Yikra, Hashem counts each star, and for each one of them, he has a name. But let's ask ourselves, what is the significance of this? Why is it important that God can count all of those billions of stars and even has a name for every one of them, impressive as it is, and clearly something that no human being, even with the aid of the most powerful telescope, could ever do? Because we know that in the Jewish tradition, the Jews are compared to the stars. In Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Hei, at the very birth of the Jewish nation, Hashem says to Avram Avinu, Habetna Hashemayimah, behold the sky, Usafar HaKochavim im tuchal l'sparosam, and count the stars if you can possibly do so. Vayomer Elav, ko yiyeh zaracha, and Hashem said to him, so shall be your children. Avram at the time was childless, but here Hashem promises him that one day his children will be as numerous as the stars in the heavens. But our parak of Tehillim actually ups the ante and the comfort of that promise. It indicates that Hashem is not only counting us, but that he knows each and every single one of our names. Perhaps, therefore, we can flip this metaphor. Hashem is not only counting us, but he is actually counting on us. For what? The Radak states that having a name indicates having a unique mission. And just as each star is known by its name in order to fulfill its mission in life, so too we human beings are called upon to fulfill our mission in life. In fact, in the Medrash, Bereishis Rabbah 10:6, Rabbi Shimon says that every blade of grass has a corresponding constellation in the heavens assisting in its growth. The star whispers to the blade of grass, grow, grow. If each star and each blade of grass is beckoned to grow, so too are we. It is, as Rabbi Nachman of Breslov is known to have said, the day you were born was the day that Hashem decided that he needed you. But let's read this pasuk in the context of the beginning of this parak of Tehillim. The two verses prior read, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, Hashem is the builder of Jerusalem, Nitche Yisrael Yechanis, he will gather the outcasts of Israel, HaRofei Lishvurei Lev U'mechabish L'atzvasam, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their sorrows. This is a chapter about how Hashem will build Jerusalem, his most prized and beloved city, the jewel and the crown of all creation. Who will it be done with? The mighty? The successful? No. It will be done with the outcasts and the brokenhearted. Just like Hashem counts the stars and knows their names, he counts us and knows our names. In the eyes of Hashem, no matter how broken or outcast someone might feel, they are known and they are needed. Each human being plays a vital role in building the world. However, though we are each beckoned to join Hashem in building his world, we can contextualize this call in the lesson of the stars. Each star may shine brightly alone, but how much more dazzling will we shine if we act as a collective tzibur and shine together? In this time, more than ever, we have learned how important it is to perceive ourselves as part of a worldwide community helping one another. It is only together that we can formulate the most spectacular light show that lights up even the blackest of skies and the darkest of times. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmat Sarah Ann Lehman, Sarah Bas Yitzchak Meshulam Fish, and Chaya Chana Edel by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and their families.